You want to get into Iran first? You want to get into Syriana first? Or do you want to talk about your new book?
Let's talk about Iran. It's really on my mind. You know, here's a country that has become the third rail of American politics. You touch it, you know, the president touches it, and he goes down. We've been hiding information from the public on Iran for 30 years. I'm not an advocate of going to war with Iran, but one of the things that's greatly disturbed me getting to 9/11 is the evidence we had that Iran's participation in this was never given to the 9/11 Commission report. I'm not talking about, you know, conspiracy theories. I'm talking about good, hard intelligence. This latest turnaround on Iran's nuclear weapons, I don't know whether they've got nuclear weapons or not, or they're about ready to explode a bomb. But I can tell you this, intelligence on Iran is completely politicized. What the president has told us in publishing this national intelligence estimate is, hey guys, I can't do Iran now. I can't send the Iowa National Guard in to cross the border into Iran. Can't do it. Don't have enough soldiers. I can't protect the oil. And I'm just going to postpone this, doing anything about Iran. Whether it's negotiating or taking out their nuclear sites, he's just saying, we're postponing this. Next guy can take care of it. And that's the underlying message. And as Americans, we have to understand that. It's not because they've stopped their nuclear weapons program permanently, because I'm here to tell you that Iran wants the Gulf. It wants Saudi Arabia. It wants Bahrain. It wants the whole thing. You know, I'm getting this from a lot of insiders. I'm not anti-Iranian. I'm just saying this is what they're after. We're going to be dealing in a multipolar world where Iran is one of our rivals in a big way.
Now, that's quite a statement you made, that this is political. I would think that the Office of Special Plans and the Niger yellow cake and the aluminum tubes, that was politicized, cherry-picked, cooked-up intelligence. You're saying the CIA is putting out this report saying they abandoned their nuclear weapons program in 2003. You're saying that's baloney and you have proof?
I would say that it's not a question of that. It's a question of the judgment. If you want to write one of these things in NIE, you can play both sides of it. You say there's evidence they've stopped, and there's evidence they're going to continue. And it's the way you write these things. But the fact that it was made so public is the political side to it.
No, I understand that. But if Iran nukes Israel, even if they got the weapon and the delivery system, Israel's got 400-plus nukes, and Iran's going to literally be a molten slag heap.
Oh, absolutely. But that's not their goal. Their goal is to get Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Bahrain, and the oil fields in Saudi Arabia.
Why? Because there's a Persian belief that once they had that as part of their empire...
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. They want this as part... They want the empire back. Call it Islamic if you want. They want it back. And having the oil fields is much more important to them than doing anything about Israel. Because you know what? The Iranians, at the end of the day, this is just all propaganda.
Well, how are the Iranians going to go into Iraq, though?
They've already had Basra. I mean, they are smuggling most of the oil that's coming out of Iraq today is going through Basra, and the profits are going into Iran. I talk to oil people all day, every day.
How much oil can you smuggle?
They're smuggling almost, you know, we're talking about 100,000 barrels a day, or, you know, up to 200,000 a day. They're just basically they're pumping it. They're smuggling it into Dubai, they're refining it, sending the refined gasoline into Iran, or they're selling it on the market.
Well, let's go back to your other statement. Evidence linking Iran somehow to 9/11?
Oh, absolutely. It's never been given the 9/11 Commission report.
Well, please give it to us.
In June 1996, Osama bin Laden sat down with an Iranian intelligence officer, and they discussed a comprehensive plan to attack the United States. These meetings went on for several years. What disturbs me is that evidence is not weighed inside the 9/11.
What's the proof of that? Oh, I mean, where's the proof?
Well, the intelligence community has it. But they just never gave it to the 9/11 Commission.
So we have a Sunni working with the Shiites.
Yeah, anything, because in the Middle East, keep in mind, it's my enemy's enemy is my friend. And that is a rule. It's an ironclad rule. You know, and especially when we're so militarily dominant that Iran is not afraid to ally with anybody. When I was in Lebanon in the 80s and 90s, the Iranians were allied with a Christian group, the Lebanese forces. I mean, it's just totally unlikely. It goes against the understanding we have of the Middle East. But they look at themselves as militarily inferior, and they'll ally with anybody.
Well,
now, I'm not saying, I don't do conspiracy theories. I'm not saying they were part of 9/11. I'm just saying this evidence was never weighed.
Okay. Let me shift gears.